I have found a friend in Jesus. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He is to me my banker. He is to me my rock. He is to me my Savior, in whom I place my trust. He is to me my comfort. He is to me my joy. He is to me my Master. He is to me my Lord. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He's a lily of the valley. In him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow he's my comfort. In trouble he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. He is to me my anchor. He is to me my rock. He is to me my Savior, in whom I place my trust. He is to me my comfort. He is to me my joy. He is to me my Master. He is to me my Lord. Jesus is all the world to me. Jesus is all the world. He's everything to me. He is to me my comfort. He is to me my joy. He is to me my Master. He is to me my Lord. He is to me my Master. He's my friend, my Savior, my Lord, my Lord.
Did you like that? I just got heard that song about a week ago, and I said, I got to do that, because that's what he is to me. He's my Lord. He's my joy. He's my Master. He's everything. Now, if you came wanting to expect, listen to something else today, you ain't going to hear it. They played that over there. I'm going to be singing gospel music, and I got a real reason to sing gospel music, because my Lord raised me back up when I thought life was all over with, and I want to sing about him.
I am serving Christ my Savior, the Holy One of Galilee. With joy I praise Him and tell the story of how He suffered for you and for me. Oh, it thrills me, and it fills me, this love of God that's more precious than gold. Oh, hallelujah, He is with me, and I can feel Him way down in my soul. It brings peace and consolation to know this friend is by my side. He'll guide my footsteps to realms of glory, where I shall with Him forever abide. Oh, it thrills me, and it fills me, this love of God that's
more precious than gold. Oh, hallelujah, He is with me, and I can feel Him way down in my soul. Oh, it thrills me, and it fills me with love of God that's more precious than gold. Oh, hallelujah, He is with me, and I can feel Him way down in my soul. Oh, it thrills me, and it fills me, this love of God that's more precious than gold. Oh, hallelujah, He is with me, and I can feel Him way down in my soul. Oh, hallelujah, He is with me, and I can feel Him way down in my soul, down in my soul.
Y'all like old songs, the old music? Well, let's just have some, okay? I'll just sing two or three, four. Sometimes I feel discouraged, and I think my life in vain. I'm tempted then to murmur and of my lot complain. But when I think of Jesus and all that He's done for me, then I cry, oh, Rock of Ages, hide Thy ear. Oh, Rock of Ages, hide Thy.
To save a poor lost soul just like me. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, what a Savior! His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were chilling waters. Oh, I'll soon be crossing. Those same sweet hands, they're gonna lead me safe home.
And then I'll join the and I'll sing up there forever and evermore. Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah!
His heart was on Calvary. His hands were nail-scarred. His side was riven. He gave his life's blood for even me.
This, I know you all know this song. It's an old cathedral song, and you can sing it.
I'm satisfied with,
come on,
just the cottage below.
I can't hardly hear you.
A little silver and a little gold, but in that where the ransom will shine,
I want to go one.
I want a gold
one, that silver line.
That silver line.
Come on and sing the chorus with me.
I've got a mansion just over the hill in that bright land.
Part
will never grow, don't you? And someday yonder, we will never more wander, but walk on sweet land, our purest soul. Don't think deserted or lonely, I'm not discouraged.
And you know why?
I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of that city. I want a mansion
a crown. Sing it with me now. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow. And someday yonder, we will never more wander, but to walk on streets that are pure as gold, but walk on streets that, get a breath, are pure as gold.
Thank you. It's good to be back with you all. It's been a long time, and it's easy to sing to you folks. You act like you enjoy it. I don't know whether you do or not, but you act like it, and that's always the only thing you can do. You can smile every once in a while. I know it's cold outside and there's ice, but just don't sit there like that. I mean, I want to grab my wife and run out the side door. I mean, just laugh a little bit. If you want to throw your hand up, I won't. Well, I'll just wave back at you. Be all right with me. It's okay. If you even want to say amen, I don't care. You're not going to bother me because I messed up in the first place, you know. But I think we ought to have a good time, don't you? They're talking about going to see a play of, what is it, Seven Brides? Seven Brothers. Come go home with me, my wife, anytime you can see 10. She got a whole bunch of them around there, Seven Brides and Seven Brothers. And, well, we better leave that alone right there, Henry. Good to be back. Y'all met my wife, Mary. She goes with me every place I go. Almost 6 years now. She does all the driving. Isn't that great? All I have to do is hold on to the wheel. She told me one day, she said, you know what? She said, if I'd have killed you when I first thought about it, I'd be out of jail by now. Man, that kind of makes it hard on you, I tell you. Did you hear about the guy that, telling jokes, did you hear about the guy that went to the doctor and he went in and the receptionist says, what do you got? He said, got shingles. She took his name and his address and his medical card and all, and she said, have a seat, somebody be with you in a few minutes. So he sat down. About a half hour, a nurse came out and called his name, went in and said, what you got? He said, shingles. She said, oh, she said, okay. So she weighed him and took his blood pressure and everything else. She said, take off all your clothes and go in that room and sit down. Doctor be in a few minutes. So he did. He went in and sat down. About an hour later, you know how that goes, the doctor came in. The doctor said, what do you got? He said, shingles. He said, where? He said, out there in the truck. What do you want me to unload them? Got to make yourself. I heard about an old couple that was sitting watching TV or a preacher. And he said, honey, just to set the record straight, I never want to be kept alive with machines. When it gets down to that point, just unplug it. She said, okay. So she got up and walked over and unplugged the TV. Oh, that's crazy, isn't it? I heard about two snakes are talking. And one snake said to the other and said, are we poisonous? And he said, I don't know why. He said, I just bit my tongue. Oh, goodness.
There you go. What a wonderful glad homecoming. Gonna take place on the Golden Shore when I lay my burden down. Of loved ones, and I'll bow at the feet of the Lord when I lay my burden down. When I lay my burden down, and put on my robe and crown, happy with Jesus I shall be, moving to a mansion built for me when I lay my burden down.
What a day, huh?
Well, I kind of got a homesick feeling, and I'm thinking that it won't be long till I lay my burden down and join on to the victory chorus, singing praise from the Master's throne when I lay my burden down. When I
happy with Jesus I shall be. Moving to a mansion built for me when I lay my burden down. When I lay my burden down and put on my robe and crown. Happy with Jesus I shall be. Moving to a mansion built for me when I lay my burden down. When I lay my burden down and put on my robe and crown. Happy with Jesus I shall be. Moving to a mansion built for me when I lay my burden down. Happy with Jesus I shall be. Moving through a mansion built for me when I lay my burden down. Yes, our God can do it. To Him it's not that hard. He can mend your broken heart and then erase the scars. You haven't been forgotten. You're still the one He loves. That's just God doing what He does. That's the heavens and fill them up with blue. If He can cause the earth to spin with the yellow midnight blue. When you need your answer, He's the one to trust. And to just God doing what He does.
Let me tell you, I promised the Lord I would tell this every place I went. Last May, the last Wednesday of May, I had a heart attack. I didn't think there's anything wrong with my heart whatsoever. I hadn't been in the hospital since 1970, and that was opened up my nose. But we was in Washington Courthouse on a Sunday. We preached and sang and just had a great day, had some folks saved, and Monday was all right, but I woke up Tuesday morning, and I had a burning right there in my throat, just like acid reflux. And I never had acid reflux, but it was burning like that. Anyway, my wife said, you need to go to the doctor. Men don't go to the doctor. I don't need to go to no doctor. I'll be all right. I'll be okay. So I went through that day, and my sister was there. They went shopping, and I stayed at home, got to feeling better. I mopped the floor, and we got carpet, and got things all cleaned up, and went to bed that night and woke up Wednesday morning. It was back right there. We was getting ready to go to Oklahoma and Kansas and Missouri for 5 weeks. And my wife said, honey, please go to the doctor. And I said, okay, just for you, I'll go. So you won't be worried, I'll go. But it's an arthritis medicine that the doctor give me, and I'll go and he'll change my arthritis medicine, and I'll be all right. Went to the doctor, 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning, and the doctor said, I want you to go downstairs. He said, I told him what it was. He said, well, you're probably right, but he said, we got to eliminate your heart. I thought, ain't nothing wrong with my heart. What's the matter with you, doc? I've had this one all my life. He said, I want you to go downstairs and have an EKG. You know, and notice nowadays everything is by letters. You know, my name ain't Dave Harney, it's D-E-H. So he wanted D-E-H to go downstairs and have an EKG. So I said, okay. So I went downstairs and they took a half a gallon of blood from me and did an EKG. And 2:30 that afternoon, he called my wife and he says, I want him to go down to E-R. So D-E-H had an EKG, and now he's going to go to E-R. So I said, okay. Wednesday, I was going to miss church. I complained. I went under protest. So I get down to the hospital, Kettering Hospital, and the doctor said, he called him, told him I was coming, so I went up to sit in line for 3 days. And they said, why don't you have another EKG and do more blood work? Okay. So they did another EKG, and they took another gallon and a half of my blood. And I'm sitting back in that little ER room with the curtains pulled across, you know what I'm saying? And I'm laughing and joking with my sister and my wife, and all of a sudden that curtain went, and two guys grabbed my bed, and down the hallway we went. I mean, we was like the Indianapolis 500. And I thought, that's kind of fun. But they run me down there, and I heard them tell my wife, y'all go in that room. And they whipped me in another room there, and they jerked me off of that bed. I was on, put me on one of the coldest tables I'd ever been on in my life. Woo! You know? And what I come to find out was, they was doing a heart cath on me. They told my wife that while I was in that room laughing and talking with her and my sister, I was having a heart attack. They said I had one artery 100% blocked off. The doctor told my wife, said, just a little while later, and he'd be dead. So they come in, the doctor came into my room, and he said, you're going to have bypass surgery. And I thought he meant they're going to put a stent in, you know. And I said, can I go on and sing Friday night where I'm supposed to go sing? And he told my wife, said, that crazy idiot thought he's going to go sing Friday. He ain't going no place. They kept me in the hospital. They come in on Tuesday of the next week, which was June the 1st, and took me to open heart surgery. They did 4 bypasses. How many has had open heart surgery in here? About a whole bunch of you. 2, that's what I thought. A whole bunch of you, huh? It ain't fun. They did that, and I guess I come through that pretty good. They told my wife I did. But on Thursday night, somewhere at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, the nurse said to me, do you want us to call your wife? And I thought for a minute, and I said, well, yeah, I guess you better. And then I thought, I'm dying. I worked in church all of my Christian life, and I've been called out all hours of day and night for family when a loved one's dying. They don't call you out at 1:30 and 2 o'clock in the morning if there ain't something bad. And I thought, I'm out of here. That's just what I'm not going to see my wife anymore. I'm going to go home and be with Jesus. That's just God doing what He does. Let me tell you something. I had the sweetest peace come over me. It didn't bother me that I was getting ready to leave here. I thought, I'm going to be with Jesus. Well, that's the last thing I remember. They put me back on life support. They put every kind of wire they got on. You know how they do that. They cut holes where I didn't have holes and stuck things in. And I didn't know anything till Saturday morning. This is what God doing what He does. Somebody said, you had practicing physicians down there, but you know the great physician. Isn't that the truth? Saturday morning, I begin to wake up. I heard somebody talking, and finally I realized that, do you want us to take this thing off of you? And I guess I shook my head because you can't say anything. You got a tree trunk down your throat. And I guess I shook my head, yes. And they said, take a deep breath. But before I could take a deep breath, whoosh, something went off. I don't know what it was. That made me feel a little bit better. There was a nurse standing right beside my bed. And she said, now, Mr. Harney, try to cough up all that phlegm, because if you don't, we're afraid you'll get pneumonia. So I said, okay. You ever have open heart surgery and try to cough? That's tough. You know, I'm gripping that little thing. And finally I said, ma'am, there's something on this side that goes all the way to my toes. I can't cough it loose. Oh, she said, that's enough. She said, we can take care of that. And she went picking on my nose. They had a tube down my throat. And she said, take a deep breath. And before I could take a deep breath, she went, ow! And she yanked that thing out of my nose. That felt a whole lot better. And then she said, if anything's bothering you, just let me know. I said, this oxygen, will they come over your ears? It was killing me. And I said, okay, is there anything you can do? She said, yeah, I'll take it off. She just took it off. And she said, we want your oxygen count 95%, and you're 97 or 98. If it don't change, you don't need it. It didn't change, and I didn't need it. They took everything off of me in about a half hour, I guess, something like that. She said, would you like something to eat? I said, no, ma'am, I'm not hungry. She said, Mr. Harney, you haven't had anything to eat in 4 days. I said, really? Well, give me something to eat then. I'm thinking steak, baked potato. You know what I got? Jell-O. I got a little, I don't even like Jell-O. You don't eat Jell-O. You just put it up your teeth and it's gone. Is that right? So I sat there and she said to me, are you sick at your stomach? I said, no. She said, could you eat another one? Yeah. She gives me another one. Are you sick at your stomach? I said, no, I'm not sick. She said, that's amazing. She said, you want another one? I said, no, ma'am, I don't want none. I don't like this stuff to start with. I've had enough. She said, don't blame me. I don't like it either. So I asked her, could I sit up? She thought that was amazing. She said, I'll be right here beside you. I'm not going anyplace. So I sat up for a while. I said, can I get up in that chair? You want to sit up in the chair? I said, yeah, that's amazing. So they helped me. They put me up in a chair. When my wife come in on Saturday morning, about 9:30, I'm sitting there saying, hi, honey, how are you today? And it just blew her mind because she didn't know whether I was going to be alive or not. And I said, can I take a walk? And they said, you're kidding. You want to walk? Yeah, if I can. So they called down to the other department, bought that little thing you push around where they plug your heart into it, you know, so I could walk. And I'm out walking, and my surgeon was out there taking care of his books, charting or whatever he does. And he stopped, and he said, you're my miracle man. I said, oh? He said, yeah. He said, the people have open heart surgery, then you got an infection in the lining of your lungs. And he said, only 1% of the people have open heart surgery ever get that infection. You got it. And he said, then I wouldn't give you a nickel for your life. Whoa. And have you noticed lately a nickel ain't worth a dime? And I said, well, I guess the good Lord isn't through with me yet. And he said, I'll say amen to that. The next day, they took me out of that critical care unit and took me down to another room. And my nurse was a good Christian nurse. And on the way down, my wife and I, she's walking beside me. And the nurse said, Brother Harney, I haven't heard you say a thing about Friday night. Now listen, here's just God doing what he does. She said, do you know what happened in your room on Friday night? And I said, no, ma'am, I have no idea. She said, about 2 o'clock in the morning, she said, we heard the awfulest bunch of people in your room praying for you that we have ever heard. She said, the Holy Spirit filled this little compartment we're in so bad. She said, the people, the unbelievers had just stopped and big tears was running down their faces. And she said, we could understand what they were saying. Now, there's nobody in my room. The doors are locked at 2 o'clock in the morning. Doors are locked all day. But they're locked at 2 o'clock in the morning. Nobody was in my room. She said, we could even tell what they were saying. And her exact words were this. They were weeping and wailing and saying, dear God, don't take Brother Harney tonight. We need him. She said, your heart rate was 20 and 25 times a minute. Your blood pressure was just going like this. And she said, just an hour or so after that, just all of a sudden, boom, you just turned around, and here we are a day later, and you're out of your critical care going down to the room. Don't tell me there's not a God on the throne. Don't tell me God still doesn't do miracles. I'm a living miracle. All I could say was God must have something for me to do. And I want you all to pray, and I know a lot of you prayed for me, and I appreciate it, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Keep it up. I've got a job to do for my Lord, and I want to do it. I want to do it the best I can. But you know what? I tell people all the time, we don't learn anything on the mountaintops. We learn things in the valley. Maybe this is my song. I met this blessed Savior. And since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'm going to shout while eternity rolls, because he touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. He touched me. Oh!